I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
Hello, party people. Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. It's your host, Jeff Clark. We're recording on Tuesday, January 4th. There's a five-game slate in the NBA. I wrote up four of them for the website, the presenting website of this podcast, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. You could read my daily NBA handicaps and betting breakdowns of all major sporting events before you make a wager. From me and my colleagues, check out sportsbookwire.usatoday.com for all that good stuff. Your boy is running red hot right now. I went 4-0 yesterday and on Monday's January 3rd, Bet Slippin' NBA podcast. It was the best day in the history of the NBA, the Bet Slippin' NBA podcast, not the history of the NBA. 4-0, I hit with the Wizards over the Charlotte Hornets. Kuzma saved our Washington action in that one. This dude went off for 36, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists on 50% shooting, 6 of 11 from three-pointer, including a couple key three-pointers down the stretch. The Wizards won that 124-121. Kuzma's a guy that I hated when he was in LA, but he's kind of proven me wrong and really stepped up recently and is just playing phenomenally since joining the Washington Wizards. It was a great pickup for them when they traded Russell Westbrook. They got KCP, they got Montrezl Harrell, they got Kyle Kuzma, three of the players that are key to Washington's, surprising performance thus far. They're 19-18 right now. Washington's looking pretty good, so the other three games were just rocking chair covers. If you followed me on the other three bets or all four bets, we had a huge night. Three of them were just no sweats. We took the Grizzlies +6.5 over the Nets. They beat them 118-104. If you sprinkled on the money line like I did, it got a little sticky with like a couple minutes left. The Nets, I think, cut it down to 10 points inside of like 3 minutes. So they could have actually came back and won that game, but Grizzlies held them off. The +6.5 was never in jeopardy in that game. The next best bet that we hit on, of course, is the under 213.5 in the Nuggets-Mavs game. It was 46-31 Mavericks at the end of the first half. Super easy. Super easy cash. We could have probably middled that. I didn't look at the second half line, bet the over in the second half and try to scoop the entire pot, but I wasn't trying to get greedy in that one, and I just wanted to book that easy Nuggets Mavs under 213.5 win, which we did. Then we hit the over 225.5 in the Atlanta Hawks Portland Trailblazers game. Told you Dame Lillard was going to miss that game, and it wasn't going to matter, and man, were we right. There were at least 60 points scored in every quarter. That game was always going over. It actually started out 9-0 Trailblazers after like the first couple of minutes, so I had that on one of my screens and was like, But they went over. They were trending over the total by the end of the first quarter, and again, that game was just never in jeopardy. Easy cash in the over 225.5 Hawks Blazers. So red hot right now. What am I? 11-3 in my last 14 games since the beginning of last week. So hopefully we can keep the good momentum going. We can score some other winners in Tuesday's slate. Your boy was putting in mad time. Man in the arena shit last night. It was up until 3 a.m. handicapping these games. I did four of them, like I said. I have three best bets, two gamers. I'm taking the Grizzlies +2.5 when they visit the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'm going under Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds. He's the Cleveland Cavaliers center. And then I'm taking the Raptors -6.5 when they host the Toronto, or when they host the San Antonio Spurs. So those are my three best bets. I did four games. I'm not comfortable giving out the other two, but you can check that out on my Twitter. And of course, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. All of our odds are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older. So please see Tipico's website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, let's get on to the handicap. And so there's a five-game slate in the NBA. Of course, like I just said, all the odds are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook, the sponsor of this podcast. The first best bet that I have is in the 7 o'clock Eastern Standard window with the with the Memphis Grizzlies, who are 24-14, visiting the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 21-16. The Memphis Grizzlies are getting 2.5 points. The total's 215.5. I'm going back to the well with the Memphis Grizzlies, +2.5. It's just a better spot for Memphis. Memphis is 6-3 straight up versus teams in the top 10 of efficiency differential, while Cleveland is just 5-10 straight up. This is per cleaningtheglass.com against teams in the top 10 of efficiency differential. The Cleveland Cavaliers are awesome defensive team. They have the third best defensive rating, but the Grizzlies actually play very well against good defenses this season. Memphis is 8-3 straight up versus top 10 defenses with the fourth best adjusted net rating and the fifth best spread differential at a 2.1 ATS margin. This is, of course, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, Memphis is on the second of a back-to-back. Told you, like, we cashed with Memphis last night, +6.5 against the Nets. Well, they're 4-2 against the spread on the second of a back-to-back, and they have the best cover rate in the NBA when playing with a rest disadvantage at 6-2 against the spread with a 4.8 ATS margin. So this is a much better spot for Memphis. Also, Memphis has a strength on weakness edge in its favor, actually two of them in the ball security and the rebounding departments. Memphis has the fifth best defensive turnover rate and scores the third most points off of turnovers per game. This is a weakness for Cleveland, who has the third worst offensive turnover rate and ranks 24th in points off of turnovers allowed per game. I think that issue is going to be exacerbated even further with the absence or the loss of Ricky Rubio, the awesome backup point guard and somewhat floor general for this Cleveland Cavaliers team. Now, there's some... The reason why the Cavs are actually a 2.5 point favorite and open as a 3.5 point favorite is because they're getting their possible all-star point guard Darius Garland back. That's good and fine, but he doesn't really help the turnover rate. In fact, their turnover rate, the Cavs, increases by like 1.4% when Darius Garland's on the floor, and that's ranked somewhere in like the 24th percentile of point guards, according to cleaningtheglass.com. So, Darius Garland improves or heightens Cleveland's offensive ceiling, but he also, you know, you gotta break eggs and make omelets type thing. He does turn the ball over. Also, Memphis thoroughly dominated Cleveland on the glass in their first meeting of the season. The Grizzlies out-rebounded the Cavs 53-36 and 13-7 in offensive rebounds when they beat him earlier this season, actually in both teams' season opener. The Grizzlies won that one 132-121, which brings me to my second best bet in this game, in this Grizzlies-Cavs game. I'm going under Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds, which is -120. So I'm taking essentially Steven Adams over Jared Allen. Memphis big Steven Adams is clogs the paint and is usually the most dominant interior presence whenever he's on the floor. See, his rebounding numbers have never been that gaudy, but the thing that Steven Adams does is he neutralizes other teams' rebounding. So essentially, he's like the bully in the middle, and any team's best rebounder typically has an off-rebounding night when going against Steven Adams, and that's even more of the point or even more of the case for Jared Allen. In their 7 head-to-head career meetings, Adams is out-rebounding Jared Allen 13.1 rebounds to 6.4 rebounds on average per game. Perhaps this is not so coincidentally, Adams' teams are 6-1 straight up versus Jared Allen's teams. Also, the under for this prop is getting a little pricier. This morning on Tipico, it was around minus 117, and it's ticked up to minus 120 on the under for Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds. The under getting more expensive tells me that the under is getting bet by sharp money or the books have some liability towards the under, which makes me feel stronger about my position. So, two best bets in the Grizzlies-Cavs game. I'm going Grizzlies +2.5. I'm sprinkling on the money line, but for record keeping purposes in the Bet Slippin' podcast, we're going Grizzlies +2.5. And then the second best bet in this game, player prop, I'm going under Cleveland Cavaliers, Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds. So two best bets, Grizzlies and Cavs. Next and final best bet is in the Spurs Toronto Raptors game, which also tips off at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The San Antonio Spurs are 14-21. Raptors are 16-17. Raptors are laying 6.5 points, heavy juice on that number, minus 120. So it's probably getting over to -7. I would play it up to, I guess I'd go up to 7.5, but let's just take it at 6.5 here and hopefully it stays at this price point. I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope in that one. But the Raptors are definitely the side here. They've covered 6 of the last 7 games, and the Spurs are going to be without their second best player, according to adjusted on-off net rating per cleaningtheglass.com. That's DeJounte Murray, who's made an all-star type, had an all-star caliber performance through the first half of the season. He's +9 points per 100 possessions net rating when on the floor compared to when off the floor. And it's not a coincidence that San Antonio is a 1-3 straight up and against the spread with Murray out of the lineup. Those 3 straight up losses and ETS losses have come consecutively entering this game. The Spurs enter in a 3-game losing skid, and their only loss or the only win in the last 4 games, which Murray has missed, has been against the lowly Detroit Pistons. They beat the shit out of the Pistons, beat them by like 35 in the first game. DeJounte Murray missed, but I don't think that's a sticky handicapping point to bring into this Raptors Spurs game. So laying the 6.5 with the Raptors. This is the healthiest the Raptors have been all season. Their recent numbers are a bit skewed because Toronto got crushed 144-99 by the Cleveland Cavaliers, but they were without, I mean, most starters. They were without Fred VanVleet, who's playing like an all-star, one of the most important on-off net adjusted players in the league. They were also, I think, without OG Anunoby. They were without several players. So that game is also something that I don't factor in. But the Raptors also, they have a strength on weakness edge in its favor on the glass. Toronto has the second best offensive rebounding rate, and they score the second most second chance points per game. Whereas the Spurs are 21st in defensive rebounding rate and 25th in second chance points allowed per game. Also, the best thing about the sides for the Grizzlies versus Cavs and Raptors versus Spurs is that we're on the sharp side of both games. So this is a pros versus Joes game in the betting market, at least according to pregame.com for both sides. The money is on the Grizzlies and the Raptors, but the public is on the Cavs and the Spurs. Typically in sports betting, you want to follow the money, especially when it's counter to the public. That's what we're doing here when we take the Raptors -6.5 and the Grizzlies +2.5. Those are your two best bets on the side. The one player props under Cleveland Cavaliers, Jared Allen, 10.5 rebounds. Those are your best bets for Tuesday's NBA podcast by the Bet Slippin' podcast. Shout out to you guys if you fade or follow me. Best of luck to you guys, and please spread the word about this podcast. Help us grow in the sports betting podcast charts. Until tomorrow, peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.